This is Tomer with the local news for Wednesday, January 20th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at newsroom at WGXC.org. Melanie Lukosovic is reporting in the Daily Mail that in one of its first acts of the new year, the Coxsackie Town Board has appointed Joseph Warren to fill the vacated town justice seat. The vacancy was created by the retirement of Richard Roberg last fall. Word of Roberg's retirement came after the filing deadline for the recent local elections. So Warren will serve this year, and voters will choose Roberg's permanent replacement in November. In other town business, the newly sworn board appointed Michael Veder, deputy town supervisor, set town board salaries and reappointed Edward Pebler as code enforcement officer and his father Gordon Pebler as deputy code enforcement officer. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jay Brayman Jr. is reporting in the Daily Freeman the approval process is now complete for the Bel Air Resort at Catskill Park. The planning boards in Shedanken in Ulster County and Middleton in Delaware County last week gave the final approvals needed for the $365 million project to be built. The resort will straddle the border between the towns, but will be located mostly in Shedanken, next to the Bel Air Resort at Catskill Park. However, the lawsuit filed by the Catskill Heritage Alliance and neighbors of the proposed site against the State Department of Environmental Conservation must first be resolved before construction can begin. The Bel Air proposal was first made public in 1999 and has undergone 16 years of extensive review. The resort will occupy 215 acres of a 739-acre site and consist of two components, the High Mount Spa and Resort and the Wild Acres Resort. Both portions will include hotel units and cabins. The Wild Acres Resort will include an 18-hole golf course as well. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
A former Major League Baseball umpire wants to call State Senator Kathleen Marciano, Republican Half Moon, out in November. Sean Francis, Democrat of Wilton, will officially announce a run in the 43rd State Senate District, which covers Rensselaer, Columbia counties, and part of Saratoga and Washington counties next week. Francis, who lives in Saratoga County, became a representative and Professional Employees International Union after leaving Major League Baseball in 2012. Francis has a website up since last summer and will make an official announcement on Thursday, January 28th, with appearances at Mexican Radio in Hudson and the Saratoga Hilton. The Hudson School District officials are hoping voters approve the $19.9 million in improvements on buildings, athletic fields, and other facilities on February 9th. The school's website says that if the capital projects are passed by voters, the local property taxes are estimated to increase by approximately 6 to 16 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, equaling $6 to $16 per year for a home valued at $100,000, dependent on the STAR exemption. The campaigning for the projects began January 20th with a series of public forums. School officials will present plans at three 6 p.m. sessions in the John L. Edwards Primary School cafeteria. The other sessions are January 27th and February 3rd.
Today is Wednesday, January 20th, 2016, the third Wednesday of the month. And there are public meetings throughout the area. The Catskill Central School District has their Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. at the high school, 341 Main Street in Catskill. Catskill also has a town board meeting, like we said, that with a webcast on WGXC.org. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee meets at 5 p.m. at the County Office Building at 401 State Street in Hudson. The Greene County Legislature has its regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. It also has a planning board meeting with a public hearing at 6:30 p.m., both at the County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Hudson has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting that's tentative at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Stuyvesant, there's a Zoning Revision Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. And Taconic Hills has a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Central Office Boardroom in Craryville. You're listening to WGXC.org, 90.7 FM, WGXC FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and more. This signal reaches Delaware, Schoharie, Albany, Rensselaer, Ulster, Dutchess, Greene, and Columbia counties in western Massachusetts.